This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1777. How to Feel Financially Empowered and Make the Best Decisions Possible by Robert Farrington of thecollegeinvestor.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get to today's post and start optimizing your life. How to Feel Financially Empowered and Make the Best Decisions Possible by Robert Farrington of thecollegeinvestor.com. Financial empowerment is the feeling you get when you know you're in control of your money versus your money being in control of you. It's about knowing what you want out of life, making a plan to reach that point, and then acting out the plan. It doesn't matter what point in your financial journey you're currently at. You can still feel financially empowered and in turn make better decisions for yourself. If you haven't yet reached the feeling of empowerment, here are some very practical steps to get there. Know what you want out of life. Think big. It's hard to find empowerment if you don't have an idea of what you want out of life. Your first step is to think about what you really want for yourself. Think big. Your answer doesn't need to be what you think you're supposed to do or be based off of other people's expectations. And I promise you that whatever you're thinking right now isn't big enough. You only have one life to live, and fortunately, you have the ability to create the life you want. But first, you have to know where you're going. Do you want to travel a lot? Retire early? Start your own business? Buy a house? I'm a huge believer in the phrase, you do you. Thanks, Gary Vaynerchuk. But it's true, you need to do what you're comfortable doing in life and realize that it's also okay for that goal or ambition to change. You're a different person at 18, 22, 30, 35, and so on. Each milestone you achieve in life will also change what you want out of life. Anything is possible once you figure out what you want. And then set clear goals that will get you there. Educate yourself. Knowledge is power. The most empowering thing you can do when it comes to money is educate yourself. To put it simply, you don't know what you don't know. You can't make the best decisions for yourself until you understand what the best decisions for you are. If you're brand new to personal finance, you can grab a couple of books like Your Money or Your Life or The Total Money Makeover to get a good understanding of basic money management skills. If you're not a book reader, check out the best blogs out there. We list the best student loan debt blogs and the best investing blogs every year. You should learn about things like living within your means, using debt responsibly, saving for retirement, and increasing your income if necessary. If you've got the basics covered, you can kick it up a notch and learn something that will help you reach your goals. Like how to invest, for example. Ignore the mainstream media. The media is killing me lately on their views of millennials and money. Millennials are buried in student loan debt. Millennials don't invest. Millennials are waiting to get married and buy houses because they're poor. My goodness, it sounds horrible. But the mainstream media is a marketing machine today, not a truth machine. And those headlines don't speak to the strong majority of millennials doing well. The mainstream media is also full of idealistic notions that you need to act a certain way, dress a certain way, drive a certain car, and own a two-story house with a picket fence in the front yard. The truth is, you don't need to do any of this if you don't want to. Once again, you do you. You can earn what you want, spend what you want, label yourself however you want. You don't need someone to tell you how you should be. Most of the ideals of modern society are planted in your head in order for you to spend more money. That kind of clever marketing is everywhere, and the more you're aware of this, the easier it will be to stay focused on your own goals rather than feeling the need to buy something to keep up with some sort of imaginary lifestyle. Make and implement your plan and my journey to empowerment. Once you have your goals in place and have educated yourself on how to achieve those goals, it's time to create and implement your own financial plan. Focus on what you really want out of life and take the steps that are necessary to get you there. These concepts aren't always easy, but they're simple and will help you become more financially empowered. Let me take a second to share with you my journey to financial empowerment. I graduated from college with $44,000 in student loan debt. I paid off my student loans within 2 years of graduation. I worked since I was 16, really younger, but legally since then, and full-time since I was 18. My first post-college job paid me $47,000 per year, but I side hustled and focused on earning more money every year. I saved, invested, and became a millionaire this year at 31. What were my money goals? Number one, pay off my student loans, done in 2 years. Number two, save for a house, done twice. Number three, max out my retirement accounts. I've maxed my IRAs, 401k, and HSA. And number four, earn more on the side than my day job. This is in progress. As you can see, I achieved my money goals, and I'm still working on the last one, but they've continued to change and evolve over time. How did I educate myself? I read a lot, mostly other blogs and stories of others doing awesome things. And I listen to podcasts every day when I'm commuting to work. What's my plan today? The plan is to continue building real wealth, to continue maximizing all of my savings vehicles while continuing to earn more money. I'm a huge believer in the fact that your savings potential is limited, but your earnings potential is unlimited. You can earn as much as you want to. As much as you want to dedicate time, effort, education, and patience to it, you can earn it. And I promise you, if you follow these steps and focus on building wealth on your terms, you'll feel financially empowered. You just listened to the post titled, How to Feel Financially Empowered and Make the Best Decisions Possible by Robert Farrington of thecollegeinvestor.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. I hope you're feeling equally as empowered as I am after reading this article. I really appreciated how Robert pointed out that goals change, and that's totally okay. I think working towards financial security can give you more flexibility and allow you to seize opportunities and navigate obstacles more easily. For example, when I discovered the FIRE movement at 28 years old, it motivated me to try and reach financial independence by 40 years old. And that's exactly what I started to do. I got out of 30 grand of debt in 11 months, then saved and invested 60% of my income for about 5 years. But then my circumstances changed and I wanted to leave my job and give self-employment a try. A big drop in my income would have screwed up my timeline of reaching 5x40. So it wasn't an easy decision. But I realized that the main reason I was pursuing FI was to gain full autonomy over my time. And I could have that through self-employment. So I took the leap, and I'm happy to report that I don't care anymore if I reach 5x40. Of course, I'm still saving and investing and living frugally. These behaviors are very ingrained, so I know I will reach FI eventually, but I'm no longer overly focused on the goal. My life looks now how I would want it to if I was actually financially independent, so the goal has simply become irrelevant. Empower yourself to pursue goals, but stay open to what you're learning and the opportunities that present themselves along the way. And that'll do it for today and another installment of Optimal Finance Daily. Have a happy Thursday. Thank you for being here every day and listening. And I'll see you on the Friday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.